The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies run here, the rowdies run there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Welcome to this podcast version of North America's longest-running soccer radio talk show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Heard exclusively here on soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass podcast are presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com podcasts. This is Andrew Battisti. On Wednesday, July 20th, the Western New York Flash hosted Magic Jack SC at Salen Stadium in front of the largest crowd to ever witness a WPS match, as 15,404 fans packed the stadium to see the Flash defeat Magic Jack 3-1. The match also set a record for Rochester for the largest attended women's soccer match of all time, and also a stadium attendance record. Before the match, members of the World Cup squads from many different countries were honored, including Rochester's own Abby Wambach. After the match, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass was able to get some interviews with members of both Magic Jack and The Flash, and we'll present those to you in just a moment. First, we'll hear from Abby Wambach, who received the key to the city and a special commendation from Monroe County Executive Maggie Brooks. Then we'll hear from Western New York Flash forward Alex Morgan, the captain of the Swedish national team, Carolyn Sager, the scorer of the third goal for the Flash on the evening, McCall Zerboni, Flash coaches Aaron Kiwi Lines, head coach, and assistant coach Scott Vallow, and finally, from Canada, the WPS leading scorer, Christine Sinclair, who had two goals and an assist in the match and was named player of the match. So let's go back to Salen Stadium on Wednesday, July 20th, and we'll first hear from Abby Wambach.
Yeah, so, you know, I think that I hope I didn't disappoint too many people tonight. My body really needed a rest. My Achilles tendon was way more sore than I was leading on throughout the World Cup. But I think that, you know, the New York Flash put a great performance on tonight. There were many goals in the game, and I'm proud that I was here. Rochester came out. WPS attendance record, I think that goes to show how much Rochester supports its soccer and me, so I'm very proud. This is a great night, tonight to remember.
What do you take away from this day?
Well, I've lived interesting moments in the last 72 hours. Planes, trains, and automobiles, not much sleep. Today was fantastic. Eastview Mall, thousands of fans there greeting me, welcoming me home. Here, 15,000 plus, packed stadium. Honestly, I'm humble. I'm so proud. I represent a country, but I also represent Rochester. I think I've done this city proud. It's pretty obvious with the attendance, with the cheers. Honestly, I'm at a loss for words. This is amazing.
Do you think you might be able to play on Saturday?
I think I'll definitely probably suit up and play on Saturday. I needed a few days rest based on what we've all been doing in the last few days. Haven't really had much time for anything but talking to media, promoting this game, and doing whatever we can. Well, now we have a friendly rivalry with this country called Japan, and they're so great on the ball technically. They're so a team. They play together. They didn't let anything get them down. And, you know, I would love to meet Japan in London in the final. That would be a dream come true, and maybe the outcome would be different this next time.
Well, that's the next goal?
Yeah, absolutely. The next goal, not just for me, but this country, for myself and on our team. We want to win gold in London. That's what our sights are set on, and we're excited about that opportunity.
Do you know how many interviews approximately you've done since leaving?
Good question. I would say probably about 500, depending on how you split it. A lot, and there's more that's more time consuming. You go to Letterman and you're there for 3 hours, but you shoot for 10 minutes. So it's amazing. All of it is so, I'm so thankful to have the opportunity to represent my country, to represent Rochester, to represent women's sports, and we'll continue to move this thing forward.
In the end, how important was it for you to go out there on that midfield at halftime and at least address, the 15,000 people that were here?
Well, it wasn't planned. When I got here, I did a few interviews with some of the stations before the game, and all of them asked me if I was going to play, and I went out and I tailgated with my family, and I saw all the outpouring support for me, for our country, and I don't know, they were owed an explanation. I believe that, and so I told somebody on the sidelines before the game started, I said I would like to say something at halftime so that these people know how much I do appreciate them, and I said what I said, and hopefully they can understand. I know they all wanted me to play, but my sights are now set on 2012 London. And in order for me to be fit and ready for that tournament, I have to be very careful on what happens right now and for the next 9 months leading up to that tournament. Thank you, guys.
Alex, aside from the game, a lot of the attention here was about Abby's homecoming and, the U.S. national teams. And, was it in any way disappointing that Abby didn't make it on the field? I mean, I could appreciate you understand, but, she was even disappointed she couldn't make it out there.
I mean, I think if you're a soccer fan and you follow the game enough, she played 6 games in 90 minutes and plus overtime. And, I mean, if I was in her shoes, I would need a little bit of a break. I mean, I think she's a little physically tired, and I think it's well-deserved getting a few days off.
The reception that she got.
Well deserved that she's taken a few days off. Yeah.
No, but the reception that she got.
Oh yeah, that also is well deserved. I mean, this is Abby's hometown, and you can see Rochester is really passionate about soccer and passionate about Abby. As you can see, but it's great that they came out to support nonetheless, whether it was for Abby, Magic Jack, or Western New York. We saw the fans, we heard them, and it was great.
Did you ever think you would get a crowd? I mean, you saw what the crowds were like at the beginning of the season. It's almost a little surreal to be playing in front of a sellout crowd that sets a record here.
I mean, after the Brazil game in the World Cup, we kind of heard that the ticket sales were going up, that they're that they were increasing a lot, and so we kind of looked forward to that throughout the tournament. After that, in the semis and finals, we're kind of kept checking up on our club team. So it's definitely nice to see their support. Having me and Abby, and Alex Rieger go to the appearance in Rochester. We have thousands of girls and boys there at a mall, and it was really hot, overpacked, but you could just see their passion in their eyes and just the inspiration they, they're taking from us.
How important was a win for you guys, though? I mean, you want people to come back, not just every time after one. But you guys actually want to put on a good product tonight.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that probably half or more of this crowd is Abby's relatives, but I hope that they continue to come out. I mean, I think we put on a good show for them, and I think that we have put on a good show for them this entire season so far. So we only have 1 month left, so please come back and support us.
At the mall there, you got that floor. I'm going to close the second half of Abby. She's kind of
I mean, it's great that, they were cheering pretty loud, because I am, just down the street in Buffalo, and we're playing here in Rochester, so, it's great to see that they're here for Abby, but they're also here for other players as well.
Thanks.
here with the captain of the Swedish national team, Carolyn Sager. Carolyn, first of all, congratulations on a tremendous World Cup. Sweden did a great job, and you did your country proud.
Yeah, it was such a great experience, and I'm so proud of my team, and what we have done is so big in Sweden.
Third place is nothing to sneeze at. You guys were the top team from Europe, and it was just Europe's World Cup, so you guys really, and you're going to be playing in the Olympic Games too now, qualifying for that as well.
Yeah, so nice to make it to the Olympics too, and also get a really good feeling in the World Cup and making the top three and know that we're a great team, and we've proven so much this World Cup for ourselves, but for everyone else too.
Tell us about what happened with the injury. How did it occur, and what's the status right now?
So I sprained my calf against Australia. I felt a little bit, it was hurting a little bit at the end of the game, but I wasn't really thinking about it. And according to my doctors, it's a really odd injury. It's very deep in the calf muscle. So I'm out. I don't know for how long. My body probably going to heal quicker than the doctors think. So hopefully I can get back soon, because like my team, they're doing so well, and it's so fun to watch, and I love to come back out there and help them win the championship.
You had an interesting perspective tonight watching the game in front of 15,000 fans instead of playing. What was it like just to watch this spectacle tonight?
Oh, I mean, I'm so proud of this team, because every time I watch them, it's so fun to watch soccer. They play so well together, and it's fun soccer to watch. Then I'm happy that so many came out today. I hope that this is a boost from the World Cup, and they're going to come back, because Flash is really nice watching.
Well, we hope you heal up really quickly. We want to see you back on the field leading the Flash to victory. Thanks, Carolyn.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Here with the scorer of the beautiful third goal tonight, McCall Zaboni. McCall tweeted tonight, Joga Bonito tonight from the Flash. It was beautiful soccer to watch.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I think we were moving the ball really well. It was nice to have everybody back and just get a feel for each other and keep the flow of the game in our court. So it was nice.
Tell us about that third goal. You were wrong-footed Joe Lloyden on that header. I said, they're preparing you to have it. I said, no, McCall finessed the ball into the back of the net.
Well, obviously, there's a height difference between me and Abby. But, you know, it was a great ball from Sinclair. She actually took the time to look up and find me, because I checked near, and then I ended up fading far. And so for her to find me on that, it's phenomenal. It was all Sinclair. So.
It was a big win tonight. We were talking a lot about Abby and everything, but this is a big win for the Flash. Now you guys are 1 point behind Philadelphia with a match in hand. So you're still gunning for first place.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is the right time this season to get those wins under our belt, you know. We're really starting to find our stroke and our flow, and, you know, we're just going to keep it going from there. So,
congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We're with Western New York Flash coach Aaron Kiwi Lines. This is like the old days of the Rhinos. You have packed houses, Soccer Sam announcing the players, and you got to watch a beautiful game tonight.
Yeah.
And coach it.
Yeah, a special night, you know, it really was. You know, to come away with a WBS record here in Rochester, I mean, if someone had told me that before the season, I probably would have laughed, you know. But fantastic evening, you know, on top of that, we've topped it off with a really good victory for us, and an important victory.
Sir, Christine Sinclair, our two goals and assist, top scorer in the league, and she didn't play with the mask tonight.
No, she was kind of excited about not playing with the mask, to be fair to her. But Christine Sinclair, what do I say to that? I mean, she showed, you know, on a big stage why she's a world-class player. And, you know, she scored two wonderful goals for us, had an assist, you know, and with a good team performance in the second half, helped us win the game. So,
in the second half, you guys really took control of the match. What do you think was the difference in the second half?
Yeah, I just said, you know, I thought we started brightly. You know, the goal indicated that. But, you know, we didn't find the rhythm. They were making it difficult for us to play. You know, we're always a split second too quick. You know, I just said to the girls at halftime, let's get the ball down and find a rhythm. You know, just look for the person next to you instead of trying to force passes. And I thought we did a lot better job of keeping the ball in the second half. You know, and I thought we dominated the second half and come away as deserved winners, which was, you know, fantastic to be able to do that in front of such a wonderful crowd.
Big win for the franchise, though, getting a big 3-1 win in front of 15,000 people. Yeah. Hopefully we're going to see the majority of them back when the Boston Breakers come with Lauren Cheney, Amy LaPalbed, Rachel Bueller, Tsushima from Japan, the world champions, Kelly Smith, all these great players. And yeah. Scott Vallow smiling here. Bring Scott in here, Scott. I'm going to talk to you, too. Recording this for posterity here. Scott, this is what a great atmosphere tonight. This reminds you of the glory days, I'm sure, of the Rhinos.
Aaron and I were walking out, and we both looked at each other, and at the exact same time we said, we just got chills. It was really an amazing environment. You know, a lot of credit goes out to the Rochester soccer fans. You know, just to come out and support soccer in Rochester is huge. Obviously, the USA women had a big, big part of this. But we feel like, from a Flash standpoint, that we deserve it also. So it's good. It's a good environment, and hopefully we can continue this.
Two more home matches, that's it. And then hopefully playoff time, and we finish first, we get to host the final. Dave, it's against Magic Jack. You may break that record the next time around.
Yeah, I'll tell you, this is that number one seed has got to be one of the biggest advantages in all of professional sports. You're the number one seed, you get to host the championship game. I mean, you know, what could be better than that? So that's obviously our goal. Our destiny's in our own hands. You know, we're 1 point behind Philly with a game in hand, so we feel like we control our own destiny. So we'll go out and try to put a foot forward, and you know, we get all of our you know, World Cup players back, happy and healthy, and firing on all cylinders.
Boston on Sunday. What do we think about the Breakers?
Well, anytime you play on the road, it's difficult, you know. And obviously, Boston's got a tremendous amount of talent coming back from the World Cup, along with their head coach. So it's going to be a matter of execution. You know, whoever goes out there and executes is probably going to win. Each team's probably going to get a few chances, and whoever bangs in the most chances is gonna walk away with 3 points, and it's gonna be an exciting game. Obviously, they're gonna probably want some revenge from the season opener when we went down there and beat them 2-1. So it'll be a good challenge for us, good test,
and it'll be on television so all the Flash fans can watch it. And you guys will be back here next home match against Boston on August 3rd. So Scott, hey, it's gonna be a great next few weeks here for the Flash. We're all pulling for that number one seed.
Well, good. We appreciate the support from everybody, and it's been kind of overwhelming, but. And we really, really do appreciate the support, and it's been fantastic.
Thanks, Scott. I got to get Kiwi back in there. Pat Erkley pulled him away for a second. We don't want to go without saying goodbye to Kiwi here. Well, what do you take from this night, Aaron, from the biggest thing?
The biggest thing I take from this night is 3 points.
Spoken as a good coach.
another step forward for us. You know, we had that dry spell there. Probably the driest spell of my young coaching career. So, I'm just more than happy for the team that has made their way out of that difficult circumstance. And, we're back on track now. We've got a difficult game in Boston that will be by all means a very difficult game with all their players back in, and no doubt another good crowd in Boston. But what do I take out of this night? I mean, I take 3 points and 15,400 and change or whatever it was. Fans, fantastic for the game.
Thanks, Aaron. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you, Andy.
It's so nice to be back with my team and my friends. And, you know, now that the World Cup's over, you know, we have a championship to try and win. And, you know, these fans have been amazing, and hopefully they'll continue to come out and support us.
So, I know it's a sore subject. How are you healing up? I guess sore literally.
Yeah. But... Yeah. I mean, you know, it's done is done. And obviously, as a team, we didn't have the World Cup that we had wanted. And me personally, you know, it was a big blow getting injured in the first game and not being at 100% the rest of the tournament was tough. But that's behind me now, and, you know, we move on.
Right. Also, that's on at the nose. Yeah. I mean, is that 100% with the mask off?
Well, they told me after about 3 weeks that, you know, anything that will break your nose now would have broken it had you broken it or not. So we're just going for it.
So you had a great match tonight, 2 goals and an assist. What did it feel like to be out there in front of the 15,000 fans and being the player of the game tonight?
No, I mean, obviously, personally, that's incredible. But I think more importantly, you know, we put on a good show tonight for the fans. And obviously, most of these players came to support Abby, rightfully so. But hopefully they left as Flash fans, and they'll come back.
Absolutely. It was a great match tonight. And teaming up with Marta, you guys were playing some beautiful soccer tonight, just knocking the ball around. The goals are great. And I think hopefully the fans will come back and support the team all the way through to possibly the championship.
No, absolutely. You know, playing up top with Marta is always fun. We have a very good connection up there. We understand each other. And she's an average player. And I'm just kidding. you know, and both of us sort of know that if one's not putting the ball in the back of the net, the other will. And that's sort of how we've always operated.
A lot of positivity moving forward, I guess. But what was the sentiment? I mean, I know that you guys felt like you could be World Cup champs out there. Was it anger? Was it sadness? I mean, what were the emotions?
Playing tonight?
No, out in Germany.
It's the World Cup, and, you know, besides Japan, everyone else is coming home disappointed, you know, and that's just how a tournament like that is. But you realize, you know, that there's an Olympics next summer, and you're still a young player, and I'll be around 4 years from now, and, you know, trying to do better.
Qualifying in Vancouver,
in January,
is that something a little special for you?
No, I mean, I've waited a long time to play some meaningful games at home, you know, and it'll be nice to play in front of my friends and family in Vancouver, and, you know, they'll all come out to support us.
And we know qualifying isn't easy.
No.
Given last.
No, I mean, that's, you know, it's especially for the Olympics, you know, only two teams out of CONCACAF make it. And, you know, obviously there's the U.S., ourselves, and Mexico. And, you know, you can't take any team for granted now. And, you know, we definitely have some work to do.
You left out the rest of the region there.
Pardon?
You left out the rest of the region there.
No, I know, but...
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Christine, obviously you mentioned 4 years from now you're going to be playing your home country, no worry about qualifying. What is that going to be like for all your Canadian country people for playing in the World Cup in front of your home fans?
No, very few players get the opportunity to play in a World Cup in their home country. You know, I was fortunate enough to do it at an under-19 level in 2002, and it was tremendous, and the Canadian fans really came out and supported us. I think we had like 60,000 fans at our final against the U.S. And, you know, hopefully we can sort of replicate what Germany was able to do, because that was by far the best tournament I've ever been a part of. So,
Christine, thank you so much. We're glad you're back, and let us luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Canadian international Christine Sinclair here on our podcast on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Very happy to have all of the World Cup players back here in Western New York and around the WPS, and paying tribute to them as they did a great job over in Germany, all the countries, all the players. And we're certainly glad that the WPS and the Flash and Magic Jack put on such a tremendous show for all the people watching all around the world on television, and the 15,000 plus here at Salem Stadium. The Flash's next match will be Sunday, the 24th of July at 6 p.m. against the host Boston Breakers. Match will be on Fox Soccer Channel. The Flash's next home match will be Wednesday, August 3rd, 7:30 against those same Boston Breakers. And the Flash will be finishing up their regular season at home on Sunday, August 14th against the Atlanta Beat at a 6 p.m. kickoff. Don't forget you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/radiosoccer, where we have the play-by-play of all Rhinos and Flash home matches. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/radiosoccer, where we'll have the pre- and post-game comments from each match, plus also soccer news from around the world. So we invite you to check that out, and also check out our radio show Mondays at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time here on WYSL, News Power 1040, and FM Talk 92.1. And live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. This has been Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you on our next podcast.
Thank you for listening to this podcast version of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass podcasts are presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, the Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, presented by Kodak. Be sure to visit soccerisakickinthegrass.com for future podcasts, and don't forget, soccer is a kick in the grass.